Where else in the world would you have a political row run for weeks about the words village idiot? The DUP Health Minister, Edwin Pooch, used the term of abuse last month about the Alliance MLA, Kieran McCarthy. There were complaints and demands for him to apologise. And it looks like yesterday something happened. Yeah. Well, you heard first on the Nolan Show yesterday that the Speaker had told the DUP Health Minister to apologise, but not apologise publicly. Oh, no, no, no. Apologise in little closed office, behind closed doors. A private apology from the Minister was turned down by Kieran McCarthy, who says it should be public. The Speaker, the DUP's, Willie Hay, isn't best pleased with, well, it's not the minister who called the man the village idiot he's not best pleased with. It's the Alliance MLA, Kieran McCarthy. He says the matter is now closed. Here's what the Speaker told the Assembly about the saga.
I therefore consider the matter closed because the minister agreed with my ruling and the minister agreed to apologise at a meeting in my office with the member. And that's where the issue settles, and as far as I'm concerned, the matter is now closed.
Kieran McCarthy is with me now. Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning.
What on earth is going on here?
Well, indeed, it's a sad end to what never should have happened in the first place. As you know, we were having a very detailed debate on the accident and emergency, and indeed the health service in general. And for some unknown reason, the minister referred to me as a village idiot after I had made an impassioned plea for him, that which is his responsibility, to ensure that all of the citizens in Northern Ireland have a decent health service.
So you were called an idiot. Why did the Speaker decide that there should not be a public apology on the floor of the Assembly?
Well, Stephen, I don't know. I mean, the Speaker made that ruling. And
why? Why should it be behind secret closed doors? Why?
Exactly. I don't know, and that's why I wasn't happy. I wasn't prepared to go along to a meeting behind closed doors to accept an apology. But, just a few minutes before that, Edwin Pritz and I, along with others, were on the steps of Dormont, and Edwin could have spoken to me there, and that would have been fairly public, but not as public as the insult that he threw across the chamber on the 26th of March. And, you've got to stand up for what you believe to be right. When that insult was tirated across in a full glare of publicity in the chamber, the Parliament of Northern Ireland.
Listen, Kieran, there's no doubt. Everybody in Northern Ireland knows the Health Minister thinks you're an idiot.
Well, perhaps if things was turned around the other way, we could argue. But I'm not going down that road at all. All I'm saying is that hopefully lessons can be learned from something that should never have happened in the first place. But I'd say, Stephen, to you and your listeners, I believe that my speech and other people's speeches on that morning has improved dramatically the health service that our patients deserve.
What do you think it says about the Speaker that he admonished Jim Allister, the TUV MLA, publicly, but that he was to allow the DUP Health Minister to make a private apology?
Yeah, there does seem to be some distinction made, and that's what would probably annoy a lot of people. What's good for one is good for the other, and in this case, it doesn't seem to be the case. But the Speaker being the Speaker, and the rules of the game are that he's the man in charge, and he makes the decision. And like a football referee, you've got to agree by the decision, otherwise you're turfed out or whatever it is. So, I mean, disappointed though I am, the Speaker ruled that the Minister was wrong, and the Speaker ruled that he should apologise, and,
But why apologise in secret? Why?
Exactly. I have no idea. Take a man, there's no great shame in coming and saying, look, apology, I made a mistake, let's get on
now,
with
it. Now, did you agree on Monday to a private apology?
No.
When you met
no.
with the Speaker?
No, never. Never did. Absolutely not.
Did you agree to anything on Monday?
No, nothing at all. I mean, this ruling, the Speaker spoke to the Minister, as I understand it, during the Easter recess.
So we have been told that you agreed to a private apology on Monday.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't know who told you that, but whoever told you that's wrong.
Spinning this?
There was a Easter recess. The minister was told by the speaker to get in touch with me,
and he didn't.
He failed to do so, and he had that opportunity for probably the best part of 2 weeks, and didn't do it. He could have done it, and there's something going amiss there. And as I say,
has the speaker, the DUP's Willie Hay, done anything to the DUP minister for not carrying out his instruction?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. He you heard the statement that the speaker, and another thing has got to be said. When the speaker was making his ruling, did you notice that the minister wasn't in his seat in the assembly? He didn't even have the guts or the courage or whatever you like to call it to take a seat the way the rest of us had. It was we were discussing a health motion, and the speaker, the minister, should have been in the chamber, but he slithered in after the speaker made the ruling and got on with business. So, you know, lessons should be learned, Stephen, and as far as I'm concerned...
So when... Hold on a minute. I didn't know this. So when the speaker was actually then referring to this matter, the DUP's Edmund Poots wasn't there, is that right?
He wasn't in the chamber.